Well, hello everyone, and greetings in the precious name of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. This is your radio evangelist, Minor Hawk, thanking God again for this privilege I have of telling forth a wonderful story of redeeming love. And I'm so happy today that I can have this opportunity to again open the Word of God and to seek with God's help to bring to you another soul-searching message in the Gospel. And you know, friends, I can't help but wonder how long we'll be able to retain this freedom we have of telling forth the wonders of God's grace. As you all know, we're living in the difficult days. Yes, living in days of violence and lawlessness. We see terrorism on every hand. These are days of rioting and rebellion, days of chaos and confusion. And friends, this world is quickly preparing for the emergence of the one called in the Bible, the Antichrist. But I thank God today that I'm not going to be around when he runs rampant upon the earth. No, I'll be in heaven then, because one of these days, perhaps today, Jesus Christ is coming to claim from the world his own, those that have trusted him as their own and personal Savior. Yes, God tells me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and beginning at verse 16 that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Oh, how I thank God today that I am ready for the coming of the Lord. I can lay my head upon the pillow at night with a full assurance of God's Word and the indwelling Holy Spirit of God that if the Lord should come during the night, I would rise to meet him in the air. But tell me, radio friend, are you ready for the Lord's return? Are you, my friend? Do you have the assurance that if the Lord should come today, that you would caught up to be with him and like him forevermore? Well, if not, then please stay tuned to the Word of God about to be read and spoken from today. Yes, stay tuned to hear another Voice of the Gospel broadcast. And today we're going to open up the program with a well-known hymn, and it's entitled, Tell Me the Old, Old Story.
And his done.
Friends, I thank God today for His great heart of love. The Apostle Paul says, God now commendeth His love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Even John the Apostle tells us in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10, herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us, and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And who can forget those most memorable of all words uttered by the Lord Jesus Christ in John 3 and 16? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, I thank God today for His love and mercy and grace towards a lost and perishing race. Let us ask God's blessing on the broadcast. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we come into Thy presence today to thank Thee again for Thy Son, Thine unspeakable gift. We thank Thee, our God, for Thy great heart of love that caused Him to leave the throne above and come down to this sin-cursed earth, knowing full well that it would mean Calvary with all of its suffering and shame. We thank Thee for His precious blood, which alone cleanseth from sin. And Father, we claim Thy promise that Thy word shall not return void today. So we ask Thy blessing upon Thy word about to be read and spoken from, and we trust, our God, that Thy Holy Spirit will take the word and bring both conviction and conversion to the hearts and souls of any who are listening and unsaved. Pluck them as brands from the burning, for we ask it in the name of Thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, before getting into the message today, let's listen to another lovely tune, and it's entitled, Send the Light.
There's a call comes ringing over the rat-flat way. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. We have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light, send the light, and a golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light, send the light, send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore.
Direct your attention to a verse of Scripture as we find it back in the Old Testament book of Numbers. The book of Numbers, chapter 23 and we'll read together verse 19. Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent or change his mind. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? And the Lord will add his blessing to the public reading of his word. Well, friends, there are many things in the world today that sadden the hearts of all Christians everywhere. We're disturbed at the gross immorality that is running rampant in our present society. We're amazed at the accelerated growth of permissiveness in the homes, in the schools, as well as in the universities. We're dumbfounded by the spread of crime and lawlessness in every facet of our society and even in our government. But we can't help but marvel at the grace of God which permits this godless age to continue in rebellion to himself. But friends, the thing that disturbs me the most is the increasing lack of respect for the Word of God. Yes, ever since the Supreme Court declared the reading of the Scriptures in the public schools as unconstitutional, there has been a progressively degrading attitude towards the Bible, the Word of God, by young people in particular. Now, I'm not saying that a lot of young people were saved by hearing the Word of God read in the schools. That's not the point. The point is, however, that the young people in the public schools had respect for the Bible. It was considered to be the infallible word of their Creator, God. But what do we have today? I believe that we are breeding a generation of young people who are never told that the Bible is God's word. To them, it is just another book. It's referred to as a book of religious tradition and philosophy. It's called by some books that contain the history of man and poetry and things like that. In some quarters, it's referred to as a conglomeration of fairy tales and man's fears of after death. Listen, friends, I don't care what people say about the Bible. They can burn it, they can ban it, and they can blast it. But it will be around long after its critics have dropped into hell. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35, the Lord Jesus Christ himself said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away, and neither it shall." Friends, this book which I hold in my hand is the divinely inspired word of Almighty God, and I make absolutely no apology for it. Yes, I believe every word in the Bible from Genesis 1 to Revelation chapter 22. A number of years ago, when I worked as a dean of engineering at the University of Pittsburgh, I was often confronted by so-called intelligent people who would question the validity of God's Word. Many times I was told that there were too many contradictions in the Bible, and therefore it couldn't be trusted as God's Word. Well, friends, every time this happened, I did exactly the same thing. I handed the Bible to the skeptic and challenged him or her to show me one contradiction in the Bible. And invariably the result was the same. They couldn't do it. No, they couldn't do it. Friends, the devil is still the father of lies, and if he can get people to question the authenticity of the Bible, then he knows that he has gained the victory and has claimed another soul for the lake of fire. Yes, the devil knows that a person can't be saved apart from believing the Word of God, and if he can cause a person to question the divine inspiration of the Bible, that person is as sure of hell as though they were already there. And by the way, back in the Garden of Eden, it was the devil who tempted Eve by not only casting doubt on the Word of God, but also altering the Word of God. Yes, from the beginning of time, the devil has sought to discredit the Bible, the Word of God. And even though biblical prophecies are being fulfilled every day before our eyes, still feeble man would rather listen to the devil than to a God of love and a God of mercy and grace who has never lied. In fact, he couldn't lie, simply because he's God. He's the God of all truth. And friend, if God could lie, he would cease to be God. In Titus 1 and 2 we read that God cannot lie. And in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18 we're told that it is impossible for God to lie. Over in Romans chapter 3 and verse 4 we're told that God is true and every man is a liar. You know, it has become fashionable these days for the so-called clergy to question the Word of God. Imagine, Men who claim to be called of God to minister to God's creatures, and they don't believe the word of God themselves. Well, if there's any modernistic preachers listening in today, and I doubt it, because this isn't the type of program you'd want to listen to, I want you to know, my friend, that there's the word of God for which you're going to have to give an account in a coming day. And I don't doubt, but what if there is someone listening in today who questions the word of God to be divinely inspired? There's going to be a day, my friend, when you'll question it no longer. It'll be too late then. You'll be down in hell, and the lake of fire will be staring you in the face. Listen, friend. Now, just in case there is someone listening in today who calls themselves a man of the cloth or a clergyman, I believe that the Holy Spirit of God has directed you to listen in today, and it's so that you can be reinforced with the fact, not the theory, but the fact that the Bible is the Word of God. Friend, you're only a heartbeat from hell if you don't believe the Word of God. Yes, you who are educated, you who have gone to seminary, you who are so-called men of the cloth, if you, with your education and your religious activity, do not believe in the Word of God, I want you to know, my friend, you're only a heartbeat from the place that Jesus Christ calls hell. Yes, with all your education and your years of studying the Greek, the Latin, and the Hebrew languages, you don't have as much spiritual insight as a 6-year-old child who sings with heartfelt assurance, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." Yes, that child believes that Jesus loves them. Why? "For the Bible tells me so." Listen, friend, my entire dependence of eternity in heaven is resting on the truthfulness of this book, the Bible, because this book tells me something I know to be true. I'm a sinner. I can't do anything to save my own soul. And it also tells me that nearly 2,000 years ago, there was a man called Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and he loved me so much that he was willing to die on the old rugged cross for my sin. Yes, he was ready, willing, and able to shed his precious blood so that I could be justified in the sight of his Father God. Tell me, friend, do you believe the Word of God today? Have you ever been saved by the grace of God? If not, right now, believe what God's Word says about you as a sinner, and believe what the Word of God says about your Savior being Jesus Christ. Yes, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, not only for time, but thank God you'll be saved for all eternity. And we have the Word of God that gives us that assurance. Yes, my friend, the Word of God cannot lie, and that's the reason I continue time after time on this Voice of the Gospel program to bring to you chapter and verse relative to what God has to say. Well, friends, the fact is that the Word of God is becoming increasingly less appreciated by mankind. It's being treated like any other piece of literature, and its critics are numbering in the millions, even in this so-called Christian nation of ours. You know, I believe it must bring a stench to the nostrils of God to see this great land of ours, founded and settled by God-fearing men, turning her back on the Lord Jesus Christ, turning her back on God that has blessed her so much. But look at the religious community in America today. Countless millions of so-called Christians are denying the authority of God's Word, denying the virgin birth of God's Son, and denying the value and virtue which has been attached to the blood of Jesus Christ. Many churches are putting women and homosexuals in their pulpits. Friends, we're living in terrible days. Days just prior to the Lord's return, and days which precede the manifestation of God's wrath upon a Christ-rejecting world. Now, what a lot of people don't seem to realize today is the significance of placing credence or confidence in God's Word. After all, no one will be in heaven who has not believed the Word of God. We read concerning the Old Testament faithful like Abraham. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. And so it was for others such as Abel, and Noah, and Lot, and David, Nehemiah, and so on, up until the present time when people all over the world are becoming children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 21 we read that it pleases God to save them that believe. In Acts 16 we read of the Philippian jailer who asked the question, What must I do to be saved? And what was the answer? Believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Then I think of John chapter 3 and verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Well, friend, let me ask you today, what do you think of the Bible, the Word of God? Do you hold God's blessed book in high esteem, or do you have little or no respect for the Bible? Well, friend, if you don't have respect for God's Word, you can be sure that there's a day coming when you'll wish you had. In John chapter 12 and verse 48, the Lord Jesus Christ himself says, He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. And if we were to turn to Revelation chapter 20, and beginning at verse 11, we would read of the great white throne judgment before which every unredeemed sinner must stand. And friend, if you die unsaved, you'll be there. Yes, you'll be there too. And in Revelation 20 and verse 12, God says the books are going to be opened. And I believe that one of the books to be opened will be the Bible, the Word of God. Friend, you're going to be judged on the basis of what you've done with God's Word, and especially for what you've done to God's Son, Jesus Christ. Now let me tell you in the time remaining just how important the Word of God is to the salvation of a soul. In Hebrews 11 and verse 6, we're told that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, someone might be saying, well, where do I get the faith so that I can please God? Well, friend, in Romans 10 and verse 17, we read that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. In other words, friends, read the Word of God. Read the Bible. And do so with a sincere and honest desire to know God and His salvation. If you do this in humbleness before God, I'm sure His Holy Spirit will reveal to you the fact that Jesus Christ, His Son, is the only way for sinners to reach heaven. You remember what Jesus Christ Himself says in John chapter 14 and verse 6. I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Again in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, here's what we read. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given amongst men, whereby we must be saved. Friend, if you're ever going to be in God's heaven, you'll have to come to God in God's way. And God's way is God's Son. He's the door into the presence of the Holy God in heaven. He declares that fact in John chapter 10 and verse 9 when he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Tell me, my friend, do you believe the Bible to be the Word of God? Do you? Well, if you don't, there's no possible way for you to get to heaven. You must believe the Bible to be God's Word. My friend, listen. The Bible makes it clear that holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Yes, this Bible that I hold in my hand was composed over a period of 1,740 years. Written by over 40 different people, and every one of them bring before us the same fact. There's salvation for the soul if we believe God. Yes, we've got to believe God and God's Word when He says we're sinners. We must believe God and God's Word that says we can't do a thing to save our own soul. And mind you, friend, if there was anything we could do to save our own soul, then why did Jesus die? And we must believe God's Word, the Bible, that says that nearly 2,000 years ago, there was a man called Jesus Christ, who in love for your soul and my soul too, He died on the old rugged cross. He was the just one dying for you and I, the unjust, so that He could bring us back to God. He was the one who was holy, harmless, and undefiled, separate from sinners. Yet God saw fit to make Him, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Friend, I believe that with all my being, and that's the only way I can possibly be assured of being in God's heaven. I believe what God says. How about you, friend? Do you believe the Word of God? Well, there's one thing sure. If you don't believe the Word of God, God doesn't leave you in the dark as to the alternative. No, my friend, we read in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 10, he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. Friend, do you have eternal life today? If not, you're even now under the condemnational wrath of a sin-hating God. And it's because you don't believe the record that God gave of his Son. Yes, if you're not saved and born again out in Radio Land today, you're calling God a liar. You're calling God a liar. You don't believe that God sent his Son to die on the cross for your sin. And for that reason, friend, and that reason alone, if you die in your present spiritual condition, you're going to weep, you're going to wail, you're going to grind your teeth throughout the countless ages of all eternity. And mind you, friend, the love of God will stalk you all the way to the very last moment you're here alive on earth. Yes, friend, God loves you today. And that's the reason he has permitted you to hear this voice of the gospel broadcast. He wants you to acknowledge your sinnership in his sight, and then in simple childlike faith, believe the word of God that says that God's Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for your sin. If you'll do that right now, the word of God, which cannot lie, says you'll be saved for time, and thank God, you'll be saved for all eternity. And remember, my friend, this is for eternity. Yes, this is for eternity. Let us pray. Our God and our Father, again we bow in thy presence today to thank thee for thy beloved Son. We thank thee for the word of God that tells us that God commendeth his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Lord, there may be someone listening in today, and they're depending upon their baptism, or their confirmation, or dedication, or their so-called good works and other religious activities to take them into thy presence in heaven. O God, we trust that thou wilt take the shield away from their eyes, and may they by faith look to Calvary and see the Lamb of God, thy Son, dying in their guilty room and in their stead. Save them before it's eternally too late, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, friends, this concludes another Voice of the Gospel broadcast. Until our next broadcast, Lord willing, this is your Voice of the Gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, wishing you and yours God's very richest blessing, which is salvation through faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Good day.